I hope everyone's doing well. I was just musing a little bit lately, thinking a lot about what Shavuos entails this coming year. As we walk into a Shavuos unlike one before, I could speak at least for myself. Ever since my childhood, Shavuos has been a night where, growing up, I would go with my father to shul after dinner. And there'd be lots of shirim, whether it's for the kids or the teens or the young adults, men, women, community members. And there was always lots of food and tea, coffee, cake. You know, every shul has their own minhagim, whether it's an ice cream party or a barbecue. And followed by an incredibly uplifting and inspiring Vasik and Minyan right after spending the entire night learning as we read Maisa Merkava, as we read the greatest, deepest secrets in the Torah. One of which the Shlah says that everyone has a chiyuv to stand for. You stand right now Maisa Merkava for Lav Torah, even if you're not makrid generally to stand all year round for Lav Torah. The Shlah says on Shavuos morning after reading the Kabbalah Torah, when we hear Maisa Merkava, we have to stand, because that's part of just accepting the Torah. We're in awe, we're recognizing the incredible opportunity that we have with Talmud Torah. And then whether it's in later years, as I was in Yeshiva and the Beis Medrash, where there's a little bit more of an emphasis on Chavrusa learning, plenty of Shirim, Beis Medrash was packed. And that's something that I've grown accustomed to. Shavuos is this opportunity, it's this night where we spend all night learning with this climax, with this pinnacle, as we start to daven and be mekabel Omuch Hashemayim and Kabbalas Torah together with davening and Ava Rabba. And this year, we have a different opportunity. And that's something I've been thinking about a lot, and that's something that I think I wanted to share a few ideas on. This Shabbos, we're going to read Parshas Naso. And generally, Naso is around Shavuos time. I don't recall if it's always after, or if some years it can be the year before. And Rashi tells us, or the Chumash juxtaposes after the Parsha of Sota, the Parsha all about Nazir. And Rashi on the Pesukim there and quotes the opening Gemara in Masechet Sota and Daf Bet and Aleph. Why is it that Sota and Nazir are juxtaposed? It seemed a little bit odd. They really seemingly look like they have nothing to do with one another. And the Gemara says, Kol ha'roa sota b'kilkula yazir atzma min ha'yayin. If you are someone who happens to see, you're in the Beis Medrash, you're in the Beis HaMikdash, and you see the sota process, and something inside of you doesn't shake, something inside of you doesn't speak up and say, wow, this is incredible, this is unique, that you shake upon yourself to change yourself, then that's a problem with us. Someone who sees the sota process and sees what happens with maybe a little bit too much frivolity, inappropriateness between a married woman and other men, someone needs to say, well, I need to change something about myself. Maybe I should have a little bit less wine. Maybe I shouldn't be as attached to the physical world as I am. And that's true, not specifically with Sota and Nazir, but with us in the lives we live. We see something, it's supposed to shake us. It's supposed to be a wake-up call and say, you're supposed to learn something from this. This is a unique opportunity for you to take and to understand and to recognize something's a little different. There's something in the air that you need to pick up on to learn from. And Shavuos this year is different. The Beis Medrash is different. The shuls are different. Our learning is different. Our chavrusas are different. Our lack of chavrusas and the lack of shirim is something different. It's not normal. It's not what we're used to. But maybe what we're used to a certain extent, has chained and shackled us and prevented us from taking that next step. And while yes, this year might not be the ideal Kabbalas HaTorah, the ideal Tikkun L'Shavuos as we planned, however that may be, wherever that may be, whether you were supposed to be giving shir, whether or not you were koveach chavrusa with a friend or a neighbor. But this year gives us an opportunity to take advantage, to make the most of, because this is a year where we're learning from our environment. We're taking the most that we're given in order to maximize it, to accept the Torah with open arms, albeit in a different location and a different manner. The environment may be different. We don't have packed Bate Medrash with thousands of shiurim and chavrutot across the world. We don't have incredible lineups of speakers and tikkun lel shavuos in our own homes. But that gives us the opportunity for each and every one of us to be the Magidei Shiurim, to give a shiur Shavuos night to your family, maybe to organize a chavruta with a sibling, with a parent, with a spouse, to be mekabel Torah in a little bit of a different way than we're used to. We might not have Matan Torah b'Rabim, but we have Kabbalah as a Torah of Yechidim. And the Medrash, in numerous places, asks the question, why was the Torah given to Am Yisrael in the Midbar? Naturally, I would have thought the Torah should be given in Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh. It should be given to us in Eretz Yisrael, in our homeland. And the Medrash gives a few different answers. I'm going to just mention two of those enumerated there. One of the answers is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that there would be strife and arguments amongst the Shvatim. Binyamin's going to say, ha, Matan Torah was in my chelek. And Reuven's going to say, no, it really was in my chelek. And Shimon's going to say, no, it should have been in my chelek. And there's going to be arguing amongst the Shvatim. Who really deserve to have Matan Torah? One brother is going to say, one chesheva's going to say, it was in my chelek. That means I'm a better brother. I'm a better tribe. I'm a holier. I'm better than you, because the Torah was given in my land, not in yours. And that's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to avoid. We see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to avoid machloket in Klal Yisrael, and how much we should run away from machloket. And this year, unfortunately, for better or for worse, Shavuos, we won't be together and there won't be any machloket. You won't have that friendly argument, that back and forth with a chavrusa, as you argue of whose understanding of the Gemara makes more sense. As you argue the Shita of Tosfot and Rashi, and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ramban, and whether or not the Hara of the Ktos really fits into the reading of the Gemara or not, as you argue back and forth. And yes, that's a machloket Ritcha Dioraita. And that's beautiful and that's amazing. But maybe there's a time and place where we have to step back and recognize Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. We're all one nation, we're all one people. And maybe we don't need to just have that machloket, and we're better off without it. The Medrash points out that if the Torah was given in Eretz Yisrael, then maybe, just maybe, the Umos HaOlam, the rest of the world, would say, ah, you guys in your Torah, it's only for Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply anywhere else in the world. It's specifically for Eretz Yisrael. There's an article I saw a few years ago by a professor who wanted to argue that all of the laws of Kashrut are only for Kohanim, and that's why it's in Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. All of the Chagim are only for Kohanim. All of Kashrut is only for Kohanim. Whatever's in Vayikra only applies to Kohanim. And that's the same thing the Medrash is telling us here. Don't think that whatever's in Vayikra is only for Kohanim. Don't think that the Torah was given in Eretz Yisrael just because it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, there are unique mitzvot tluyot ba'aretz. Yes, there's a unique spiritual and halachic guidelines and atmosphere that applies only in Eretz Yisrael. But that's not the case when it comes to Talmud Torah. Because the Torah was given in the Midbar to show us that no matter where we are, no matter what happens, no matter where we find ourselves, in whatever situation, in whatever place we may be, the Torah shayach to us in the deepest, most personal and direct manner. The Torah is not meant just to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. It's meant to be kept and learned everywhere. And this year we have a unique opportunity to be learning from our Torah from our homes. And no, there won't be machloket and the banter between chavrutot. But we have an opportunity to have a personal Kabbalah Satorah at home, wherever we may be. Rav Terefki pointed out in a shir that we generally refer to Shavuos as Man Matan Torah Teinu. It's the time we were given the Torah. But the flip side is true as well. It's a Zman of Kabbalah Satorah. It's not just Matan Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands us the Torah. It's Kabbalah Satorah as we open up our arms and we accept the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Makabel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just the Notein as He gives us, but rather we're Makabel as we accept and we graciously take and enjoy and learn and delve into the worlds of Torah, into the words of Torah and the world of Torah. And we accept it on a personal level because I am accepting it. Someone could give me something whether or not I want it. But only I can choose to accept it. Only I can choose to bring it in, to actualize it, to bring it into my home, to bring it into my soul, to bring it into my personality. And this year, maybe the Limud Torah that we had this year didn't go as expected. With a few months without Shirim, without Chavruso, without Minyanim. This wasn't the year we expected to be learning in our Bate Medrash, Yeshivot, and Midrashot across the world, across the globe. And yes, maybe qualitatively and quantitatively, our Torah over the past few months has not been the same as we would have liked or expected. But this year we have the unique opportunity, more than ever, to accept the Torah, to be Mekabel the Torah in a personal, direct manner, and literally bring it into our home. We may not be able to go to each and every shir offered during Tikkun El Shavuos in our particular Batei Medrash and Shuls. And yes, there have been many incredible learning incentives that I've seen online to spread Torah to Jews across the world. But that's not the same as El Shavuos. This year, Kabbalah Satorah is personal. It's on each and every one of us. We won't be in Pak Batei Medrash. There won't be Shirim. It'll be us at our dining room tables, us at home alone, maybe learning with a family member, maybe not. And this year, we have a Kabbalah Satorah that speaks to us in our own most personal way. As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, this year we have an opportunity to learn specifically the Torah Shelibo Chafetz. Some of us, I know I felt this struggle in different years. We only, on Shavuos night, there's so many great shir, and we go to shir after shir because it's just, there's such great Torah offered. And you don't get to learn and to open up the Sefer that you really enjoy. A few years ago I told myself that I was only going to learn on Shavuos night. I was limited myself to only going to one, maximum two shiurim. Because I need some time just to open up a sefer and to learn the Torah that talks to me, the Torah that I enjoy most. Whether that be Tanakh, Gemara, Mishnah, Halacha, Iyun, Bikiyas, Machshava, Kabbalah, Chasidus. We all have an opportunity to tie into the Torah that speaks to us most. That speaks to our soul, that touches us in that unique personal way. That connects us back to Har Sinai. And this year we have the opportunity to mekabel the Torah as we best see fit for ourselves, in a way that we most personally connect to. And that is an incredible opportunity. The Mekubalim explain with Shavuos that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for Limud Torah. This is the day when the Gzar Din on how much Torah we will learn for the coming year is set in stone. Just like Tshuva and Yom Kippur. And that affects our Talmud Torah qualitatively and quantitatively. How much Torah? What Torah? Where will that Torah be learned? Am I giving shir? Am I learning Bechavrusa? Am I going to a shir? What am I going to be doing? What's my chelek in Torah for the next coming year? That's decided on Shavuos night. And that's decided specifically Shacharis, Vasikin morning, Vasikin Shavuos morning, after spending the night engrossed in Torah. And we might be a little tired. And for some people, that Shacharis right after being up all night is not the most inspiring and uplifting. It's not the most halakha yishmak Shacharis ever. It's not Musaf on Rosh Hashanah as you're singing and dancing together to Keter Melucha and accepting the Malchus and being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Malchei Hamlachim. Some of us are a little tired. We're a little groggy. Maybe we're not at full strength. But you know what? That's part of the beauty of the moment. Why are you tired? Why are you groggy? Because you spent the night learning Torah. Because you spent the night engrossed in Torah, struggling b'melchamta shel Torah, fighting, working, sweating to understand basic pshat in the Gemara. What's more beautiful than that? So yeah, you might be tired, but that's tired that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more than ever because you show Him what it was like to spend the night learning Torah. And we walk through davening, and the Mekubalim and the Sifrei HaKadoshim tell us that you get the Ava Rabba that we say each and every morning. And many communities have a special minhag that Ava Rabba, they sing benigun, they sing it out loud. Because that's the moment where you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love your Torah. V'hari Nenu, open up our eyes with Torah. Lil modu lelame, that I should learn and I should teach. Lishmor v'lasot, that I should keep the Torah, mimakbit in the halachot. And I should do the positive mitzvot aseh and lotaseh. Or not do that lotaseh. And then we walk saying Ava Rabba with Kavana and Nigunim. And we scream, Shema Yisrael. And we're Mekabel, O Machu Shemayim. What's more beautiful than that? What's better than that? We have a davening that cements our legacy in the world of Torah for the coming of year, qualitatively and quantitatively. We say Ava Rabba and we're Mekabel the Torah. Be'ahava, with love, in the most unique, beautiful, possible way. And this year it'll be a little more personal. It'll be in our homes. But it'll be a Torah that speaks to our soul, that hits our hearts in that unique way that only we know. And let us spend the time without a care in the world. As you finish dinner, and you point out, you know what? Let me learn on my own and keep learning and keep dreaming and keep striving. We keep striving to learn on our own because that's what the day is made for. That's what the day is all about. It's us on our own. It's us spending the time at our table with our family, learning the Torah that talks to our soul, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Kabbalah Satorah in the most unique, personal, beautiful way, delving into the deep sea of Torah, whether it's in Bikias or in Ian, in a way that only we know. And we should be zocha that after a night where we sit in our homes learning Torah, that speaks to us, that we should be zocha to reach new heights in Talmud Torah, that we should have a Kabbalah Satorah and a Gzar Din for an amazing, incredible year of Talmud Torah. That we should return to our Bate Medresh, to our yeshivot, to our shuls, to our seminaries across the world. And Bezrat Hashem next year, we should be zocha to learn together in the Beis HaMikdash on Lel Shavuos, as we bring the Shtei Alechem, as we bring Korban HaOmer. And we should be zocha to learn together. Shana haba, b'Yerushalayim habnuya.